when you hear the conversation happening, especially at the national level, about where gun control legislation should go, are you one of those who believes don't touch it, don't touch the law at all? Or do you think there are tweaks that could basically reestablish confidence in the American public's mind that only the right people have guns?
Well, I, in a sense, I believe don't touch it, in the sense that don't make it worse. Connecticut was one of the five most anti-gun states in the country. I mean, it was illegal for Lanza to have the gun, illegal for him to steal the gun, illegal for him to put it in the car, illegal for him to take it from the car, illegal for him to have it in the school, and, of course, illegal for him to kill people. But none of that gun control had any impact on stopping that horrific tragedy. And of course, our hearts and minds all go out to the victims of that horrible shooting. But the intriguing thing is that states such as California, which have the most pro-gun control stances in the country, nevertheless have the most shooting deaths, whereas states such as my own adopted state of New Hampshire, where virtually anyone can get a gun who wants to, have homicide rates comparable to any country in Europe, or perhaps lower than it. So people come to us and say, well, yes, it's true that we have gun control. It's true that it's done no good in our state. It's true that you don't have gun control. It's true that you don't have homicides. But if you change your laws to be like our laws, maybe it will change the outcome in California. I don't think anyone who thinks about that could conclude that it makes any sense.